Hello? Hello? Hello, son of God.
Yeah, nah.
Good afternoon, my dear. How are you? It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine, no. Now you are doing good. God bless you.
Okay? Thank you so much, my dear. You guys are the reason why we're here. Now, what, have you dated somebody from church before? How did it go?
Nah, difficult to do that thing, no.
Ah.
Yeah. Me alone, I find it very difficult. But then, sometimes they are the genuine people. Sometimes. But me, I find it difficult to date someone in church.
Why?
The reason being is that when it happens like that, when I go to church, I cannot concentrate.
Oh, I feel you on that one.
That's my reason. Church is a place that if I go, I want to do anything I want to do to please God.
Yeah.
When I'm dating someone, I'd rather be doing things to please the lady. So I find it difficult.
Okay, my dear. Thank you so much for calling. I like your point of view. Honestly, I like that. 0302216568. 0302216567. I like, son of God's, you know, honesty. You want to go to church and be vulnerable and be broken before God. Then your girlfriend is there, maybe, ish. So is joining me. And some chick we that we've known for 16,000 years. Because of money, she has damned us. Hello, good afternoon. Is this Pa Solo?
Yeah, no, this
is Pa. This is Pa. How are you, my boss?
I'm fine,
nah. Please, go ahead.
You see, I mean, for me, the problem that I have with you, it's more or less like, sometimes they become so commanding to the sense because of them. You, when they see you talking to any lady, they find a problem with it.
I know, and I understand.
I found myself in that problem before.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Pa. What's happened? What's happened?
Okay, now, when you close, okay, after church, I mean, there are some people that you cannot say hi to them without even, but before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, the issue is, when they see you talking to them, they see, maybe, oh, end of the day, maybe you have something to do with them. So,
mm-hmm.
You get to the house, and you call your aunt, after church, and I saw you standing there with them, what were you discussing about? And I found it like, why? So because of you, I can't talk to anybody in the church there. Oh, I saw that, you know, sometimes when you are sitting there and when the preaching is going on, there are some words that comes, I feel like this way, and maybe, you know, example, you know, I say, oh, so what's in the fourth kind? You see, it makes you feel like, I say,
yeah, good afternoon.
What's a guan?
Yeah, we day pan still.
Today, you know, yeah, my this thing has come pound.
Yeah.
We did. Oh, my people said there's one more caller. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Boo Boo.
Hey, somebody's calling me Boo Boo. Hello, how you doing? Who am I speaking with, please?
You are speaking with your Boo Boo, your long time Boo Boo.
Who is my long time? Oh, Charlie, don't disgrace me like this. Everybody will see that. Ah, now you don't take the person serious.
It's okay, nah. Me Ubuntu. I told me Ubuntu, my lady.
Oh, see this boy. See this one. How are you, my dear? How are you?
I'm doing great now. Yourself.
Please. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for making my afternoon. Thank you. Go ahead,
Well, I've dated one from my church before, but it didn't end well. And since then, I don't really find anything. Like, I don't find it well dating from the same church.
But are you able to go? Were you able to go back to church?
Oh yeah. It was on like it was something normal, but just that when we went to church back in the day, like I'll be spying her. She was in the choir, so when the choir was singing, I'll be spying her through the crowd, and then she'll be confused. Sometimes she'll be holding the mic and she'll be singing offbeat.
Oh.
Yeah.
God is not happy with you right now. Hey, Ubuntu.
It's not my fault. But then we got caught one afternoon, our presiding elder caught us standing in the middle of the road one afternoon. But the way we were positioned, like we were standing there, he knew that something was not right. So he called us to the elders, and then 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and, you know, we broke up.
I'm sorry about that one. But you were causing confusion in God's house. Hey, Ubuntu.
It's not my fault.
It's whose fault? Me, well, I did it.
When love catches you,
hey,
you even forget there is something for God.
Please, somebody ask a question for you. This one is not, I can't ask that question. Ernesto, please go ahead.
No, I wanted to find out, Charlie, man, you chop him.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
Pastor, the talk against fornication. You did that. The two of you, you did that.
The line has dropped. A big shout going out to Ubuntu, son of God and Pa, for calling us. I really enjoyed the conversation. Now, let me get into the studio. Ernesto. Diana, yeah. Please, good afternoon. Auntie.
Hi.
Rich auntie, good afternoon.
Oh, I beg.
How is you?
Me's fine. Me's okay.
You's okay. We thank God for your life. But why are you moving to? I said take the water bottle from there.
Oh, I want to sit here. I want to sit close
to
you.
No, I'm afraid of you. Let's have this conversation. Diana, have you dated somebody at church before?
No.
Why? Why? What's wrong with church, guys?
I won't concentrate.
Why? What's up with you people and not concentrating?
Why would you concentrate when you are seeing the person and you are seeing different styles?
Hey! Different styles, they're saying.
I say them higher shiana.
Well,
unkwana higher shiana because we are cool.
Oh, but I've not done some in church before.
You know, dated in church before. Mm-hmm. But would you ever date somebody at church?
So I've seen people propose to other people in church, and it's so nice where the lady is a choir star, she's singing, and the guy will bring the ring, and everybody's
But you know, those people, they are not fornicating, right?
You see?
They are not doing it.
Okay.
Sorry, ma. I didn't mean to.
I'm not answering. No, I said okay.
Okay.
But
it's nice.
Or if I get a guy who says we won't do it until we are married in church,
mm-hmm.
I'll go.
You will?
Yeah,
you
date the person. I'll date the person in church.
Do you think the challenge is only because you'll be able to concentrate, or?
No, the challenge is not just with the concentration. Personally, my guilty conscience will be that, Charlie, I've done it. I'm coming to ask for forgiveness. Next, if you finish the church, car, you go do it. Then you come and ask for forgiveness. Go and do it. Come back. It's not even just about the sex. You know, it looks like we're lying to ourselves, or we think that we're lying to God. Which one is it? We're jokers, fishes.
I can't even apply that one.
Nah,
you can't.
But if I find someone who says no sex before marriage,
but you don't believe that there are people like that who would definitely say no sex before marriage?
Oh yeah, there are people like that.
But they are church.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I find someone who says no sex before marriage, and the person is from a church, come on, we'll do it.
If the person is not from the church and the person says yes sex before marriage,
please, the way is your front.
The way is your front.
Yeah.
Okay. So, is a possibility that in the future you date somebody at church?
Yeah. Who says no sex before marriage?
Who says no sex before marriage?
Yeah.
Okay, my dear. Okay. Wow. Please, we are live on Facebook. It's 103.9. What we're asking is, have you dated somebody at church before? What have you heard about dating someone at church? What have you heard about dating somebody that you go to church with? Have you dated somebody at church before? Was it good? How did it go? What are some of the challenges? Can you share with us, and the positives? Please send us a message on 0548841039. 0548841039. Our social media handles at Hits1039. We're live on Facebook. Kumi Gooms.
Yeah.
Have you ever dated somebody? Yeah.
No once, not twice.
Hey.
Why? Because I was a church boy.
Please, did you shop first?
No, I thought you were streaked.
I'll explain.
Okay.
You know, I thought you were streaked.
Oh yeah, but you know, I parried in between the two.
The conversation is going to jump.
Okay, the first one was my singing partner, and we all belong to the same prayer tower.
Hey,
please, yeah. We are live on Facebook.
Yeah,
please, we are live on Facebook.
Please, why did you say that?
She's now in the US. Yeah,
we are live on Facebook. It's 103.9. Please send your messages. I just forgot. I needed to add that we are live on Facebook.
Yeah, and. You know, you could see that she loves you from within. Like,
it was genuine. Yearly.
It was genuine. And I equally loved her. But because of the way we were, you know, me being a church boy and the same time I belonged to the street, you know, so I had two lives, like two lifestyles. But I remember the first day I kissed her, you're fasting 1 week. because
her
is a taboo.
Yeah.
You know, even though we loved ourselves, she believes that let's get married before.
Any
so do you know what I did?
No.
When I'm with her, yeah, I'm that type. No sex before marriage. But I had another partner. So I will not touch you.
Confession.
Let's roll.
In the boots.
But me, I cannot wait till we get married before I have sex. So I'll go and do my something somewhere and wait for you to be ready.
Were you dating another person? No.
It was not that serious.
Wait, don't stop drinking the soup around the food. Dan, I'm not happy
See,
with
you. You want us to wait. Me, I can't wait. So I'll wait for you. Whilst I do my thing. When you are ready, you come, then we move.
So that was the first relationship.
Yeah.
What about the second one?
Oh, the second one, it was not far different from this one. You know, but I stopped because I realized one thing. You see, people are talking about you cannot concentrate and all these things. Then you are not ready to worship. Mm-hmm. Worship time is worship time.
Yeah.
Okay. The difference between you dating in church and you going to the same church with your husband and wife is marriage. If you love each other, definitely, even though you are married, if you cannot concentrate, you cannot concentrate.
It's true.
Because your loved one is there.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to do something, the only difference is your guilty conscience. That is the only difference. Because your loved one is with you, whether marriage or dating.
Yeah.
The only difference is your guilty conscience and insecurity. Because you are not married, so you think that somebody might overthrow you and all these things. That is where jealousy sets in. What were you telling this lady? Why was this lady looking at you like this? Why was she smiling too much? She was all over around you, and I don't like this, and I don't like that. So that one is there. Marriage, you know that you are married. So at least there is some level of security. So that one too is there. But generally, we go to church to worship. And if you read the Bible, there are two things you get when you go to church. You either get blessings or you go home with curses. Already, I'm carrying a burden full of curses. Then I go to church and misbehave and add. No. That was why I stopped. Because I realized that I've not been fair to myself. It's better I stay home than to go to church and fornicate.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was why I stopped. So I decided I left the church.
Oh.
Yeah. I left the church because the people are still within there. And, you know, yeah, you can change, but it's difficult. I went to a different church and I was a change soul. I never tried it. I tried to separate the two. When I come to church, I come to worship. When I close, I go out. If I want to do anything, I do my something. I will not come to church and cause problems. You know, then you'll be caught. Then people will talk about you in some churches. They will excommunicate you.
Yeah.
And all this. Why? So is that the only place you can find
a partner?
A partner.
So those are some of the... Can you really outline the challenges? I know you said them one, like, you know, one in here, but, like, you know, definitely, can you state them out clearly, the challenges when you date somebody at church?
The first challenge is your guilty conscience, especially if you chew them. Because the Bible prohibits sex before marriage. You are there every time the pastor is talking about it. And you know
you are doing it.
You are doing it. So your guilty conscience. Number two, insecurity. Because you are not married. And other people can also get the opportunity to enter into the relationship. So insecurity sets in. And it affects the way you relate to people because there is a limit. You know, there are some ladies, they like you, they want to be around you, you know, brother, sister level and all these kind of things. But because your partner is there, it affects, especially if your partner is the insecure type. You know, it affects the way you flow, the way you relate to people and all these things. And apart from that too, you know that what you are doing is wrong.
Yeah.
So why do it? It is not something that I would advise anybody about. If you are ready, if you spotted somebody that you want to marry, or you've seen the person you are interested in, when you are ready, shoot your shot. There's nothing wrong with that. Than to stay in church. Look, there is this pastor friend of mine. I know he's not listening, so I can say it. Last month.
Yeah.
He came on my show, King Kaiman. And you could see that Charlie Maman bore his submissions and everything. So when we closed, I called him that. Charlie, today you bring the
be different, eh?
It is like I said, you are sitting, you know. It's like Charlie, the way I bore today. One boy way it is sing, way be my guy. It's how they play instruments. It is use this key, I go marry. It chop three choristers.
Oh,
way ten problem, way papa see. So me, I did there to preach about all these things. Where you, somebody who is closer to me, you are doing the same thing and creating problems in my church. You don't respect me.
No, he doesn't.
See, so to avoid some of these things, it's better you don't even try it. There are so many women. There are so many fishes in the sea. Go out there and hunt. When you come, we go to church to seek for forgiveness. And you are in church. You seek for forgiveness in the same church. And you sin in the same church. Why? Who be you? You won't go heaven or you won't go hell. It's not advisable.
Is it okay if I'm doing it outside?
Like, it's still not without, okay.
Uh-huh.
It's still not okay. Like, you see?
It's okay if I'm doing it outside.
No.
What I'm trying to say, you are not getting me.
No.
You go to church to seek for forgiveness. So even if... The word is even if, which I don't support, which is not okay.
Mm.
You've done it outside. You have the opportunity to go to God and pray to God for forgiveness, to give you that strength to stop. That is if you want to stop. But this time, the same place you are seeking for forgiveness, you are sinning at the same place.
It's like taking a dump where you eat.
Yeah, okay.
So who are you deceiving?
Okay. But the whole insecurity bit of it, is it just with relationships or even with marriages? You marry a person doesn't mean it's secure.
There is some level of security. Because, there? Yes, when it comes to
marriage. Because I'm attracted to married men.
You see?
I like it when I see a young guy, like he's 27, 28, and he's married. I'm like, ooh, it means he has thought about it. Look at Bradash. He has thought about it. He has, like, it gives me some kind of extra level of respect for you.
Okay.
So I begin to you get where I'm coming from. So other people might want to even take it to the next level,
yeah,
where they start the whole brothers like you are
that
doing.
That one is there.
And then before
but
you
don't
realize,
forget that marriage is not a ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
That until the marriage is divorced, you will live till you die.
Yeah.
According to the Bible, till death do us apart.
Okay.
And there are witnesses accepted.
Okay.
And approved. So even if the person chooses to, there are people you can use as your defenses.
Really?
Yes. Your pastor is there. You can boldly go to your pastor and tell your pastor, my husband, I've seen is doing this with this person or that person. If more chimpana, who do you report to?
To God, I mean, because these are the same people who say that
don't let a third party come into your... That is, you are not getting me.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a problem,
mm-hmm,
you know that you have the right to at least bring in somebody.
Okay,
that
you have the right.
The right.
But if it's just girlfriend, boyfriend, you don't have the right.
Even with that, sometimes when the church is aware of the fact that you're dating and you guys are working in that, you know, that right manner, that right plan, that according to when, they sit down and have, conversations with you.
That is when your intentions are clearly known.
Yeah, okay. And stated. Yeah,
and stated.
Yeah.
So you have that defensive something. You have.
But if you are boring away much and you're hiding it, that one they were going to tell.
Then
that's where he's coming from. I get you now.
Okay.
So the difference between marriage and death is you have some cushion because you have witnesses that can attest to the fact that Diane belongs to this,
mm-hmm,
and this belongs to that. So whoever comes in between is a thief, and they are witnesses.
Yeah.
Okay. My boyfriend, girlfriend, you did chop yourself. Who do you bring in?
Huh? Let me bring in the messages. Good afternoon. Now, this one is so confusing. I did inside always when the pastor preach, you feel guilty. That's from Sir Aish. Says, hi now. Please, I'm Vera from La. Today's my birthday. Oh, happy birthday, Vera. God happy bless birthday. You. God grant you all that you desire. Have a fantastic birthday. He said, happy birthday to Ohene Dako, also known as Pa at the Art Center across here. Pa, happy birthday to you. It's coming from your friend Doreen. He says, she wishes you nothing but the best. Enjoy your birthday. God has added one more year to your year. Ohene Dako, God bless you. Keep walking. You know, keep advancing, keep growing in grace and in structure. I pray for so much money for you, man.
Long life,
good health, prosperity, good health. So you can enjoy all the, you know, all the work, all the beautiful benefits that you're going to get. Amen.
Amen.
Hashtag Candy. Now, I date one lady in my church, okay? My idea was never to touch her. So I intended sleeping with her friend in the same church.
Oh.
And that is wickedness.
And later she found out, she got bored because I dislike her visiting me, so we broke up. But bros, how if you do this? You don't want to touch your girl, but you tell her to, you slept with her friend in the same church and she found out. Why should not go bored?
And she got bored.
Why would she?
Because you stopped her from visiting you.
Because you don't want to touch
the
her.
Okay.
The guy is a player, that's all.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Ajile Clement in tune from Airport Residential AO. Now, I once dated a girl from my church. One Sunday, the sermon that came discriminated dating at early age. So right after church, my girlfriend called me and told me she can't continue to sin in front of the altar. Hashtag can it. Oh, Clement.
Aww, sorry.
Okay, oh, sorry. Good afternoon now. This is Hem. May the Lord forgive us. So I have done it, Pa. Dating my young guy, another man who was married was on my neck for a relationship. I was always going to church and I felt bad till church closed. The thing is not. May the Lord help us to worship him in truth and in spirit. This is Mamna inside Madina Estate. Charlie, see, and let me say the same. Permit me. Dating somebody in church, when people say they can't concentrate, I know they feel, understand that part, because I've seen couples at church. Some of them are married, some of them are just dating. But you, Charlie, at that time, everybody has forgotten the other person. No,
but it depends.
Married people, like he said, there's security. We are certified.
Yeah.
For what?
So if we are standing there, our mind day for God inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
But relationship, I mean, like boyfriend, girlfriend, the guilt is.
No, and but let me. No, wait.
Guilt,
let me finish.
You are looking at something.
Excuse
like
me. Excuse me. You've given your point. Let me also finish with mine.
Okay.
Because I've seen other people at church and they're dating. They don't look like when they are worshiping, they are praying, they are looking at each other. They don't look like it. They all seem to be focused. After church, everybody is talking to themselves. But if you really want to date somebody in church, and this is just my two cents that I'm adding to it, that means you have to go according to God's plan. You can't go and do it and come back and think that it will work. Because mostly people who are actually following the truth in Christ would want to actually be clean, not want to have sex before relationship, like, you know, sex before they're getting married and stuff. Those kind of relationships too, it's quite good, because then you get to know the person for who they are.
Yeah.
And it's easy to break up with the person when you realize that I can't do this, I can't do that. You don't have the bed enough. And now you use me.
Easy,
no. It's clean. It's easy. You can decide that it's okay, I'm done. Like, you know, we were not compatible and it's cool. So when you break up, there's no backlash and maybe you would feel some way, but after that you're cool with each other. The sex thing comes in, and sometimes you both go and chop each other. You're like, I like him.
So
then
the problem is the sex.
It's the sex. Because right now, you've, like the Bible, you've known the person. As you know the person now.
And it's the only thing you can't take back.
No, not that you know him. You've known him, like the Bible says.
Adam knew Eve.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So now that you've known the person, you are confused by it, and you think that, oh, that person is what I want.
Yeah.
Probably it's just that it was good. Yeah. The knowing was good. So that's what it, then you realize that Charlie nipa no mwadi, eh, nipo kasaba, eh, nipo yenis. Then you realize that it's too late and you are caught in that. So if you want to date somebody at church,
don't you
be true to God and be honest about it. Be clean. You can't go and do it outside and come back. That thing that people go and do inside and come, it's okay, let me keep quiet. That's my two cents. The thing that you go and do inside and come back, and when they are preaching, the preaching is choking you. How do you feel?
Look, and sometimes you see, let's imagine this. You are dating somebody, you chill.
Mm-hmm.
you do some wicked killer style being bad. Then the next day, you lead praises and worship.
How?
Then you are singing and crying, and your partner is there. Say, hey, come on,
you
now.
You know.
It makes the job difficult.
Yeah, because you can't. But you know, you can't be a praise and worship leader and be fornicating and sinning like that.
AJ,
you tend to dull down your anointing.
It's not praise and worship alone. When it comes to the music
instrumental, you dumb down your spirit.
It comes with a certain level of...
You see, that's the reason why sometimes the pastors go at the instrumentalist, because you are the one that's supposed to revive the spirit when he's preaching. You are the one playing the keys or the guitar, the bass guitar or the lead guitar that is supposed to bring in the spirit. You go eat three or four church guests
or the choir people, they dumb down their spirit in the church. It's not about even bringing the spirit alone from the pastor's angle. The Bible says, Lord recites in the midst of his praises. So when you sing, you draw
him down,
the glory of God down, and the person who is drawing the spirit of God down,
why, yes, case
they chop chop.
It go plus the person where they sing back, you know, they go eat
God,
each other.
God go look down and say, who is calling me?
Okay,
Miss Cole.
He won't come to church that day.
No, it's okay. But it's true. Honestly, you can't be an instrumentalist and be playing the keys. So as you're doing a queen, you realize that people they look at you with negative eye, because they can tell in the spirit that you're not in tune.
And they'll
come
falling down on top.
Oh,
of
how? You can't be, because dating somebody in church would be very, like, you know, good for you.
Yeah.
Because you get to know the person properly. Then you can, Diane, this thing that you've been doing, I don't like it. I can't take it. Then you know what you want. You move away. When you break up, no problem.
Yeah.
And because you belong to the same faith and you listen to the same sermon, there are things that you cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
When there are things you cannot do because you are binded by the I don't want to say the rules, but... You know, you have a similar focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the pastor talks about that you are not supposed to do, I'm not supposed to do. So it brings some checks and balances when it comes to a relationship.
Mm.
It makes it more easy. But the chopping
is not good. One last message. Hi, now this is Kofi from Sakumono. I dated a nice lady some years back from my church. It was amazing. I meant it wasn't about the church or had nothing to do with the church. Akose was just a nice person, had nothing to do with anything. We broke up mutually later on. We're friends now and we respect our boundaries. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Charlie, that one day. So stop doing this thing, knowing each other. The way the Bible says knowing, no. I'll use that word more. If you understand, go and pick up your
and
Bible
don't
reading.
Do what I did some time back.
Go and get a nice church girl and be dating somebody.
So I will say is, you see, there's one thing that you can give that you can never take back,
which is
the sex. The moment you do it, it's something you can never take back.
True.
So if you're a woman or you're a man, take your time. Nobody's going to cut off your head because you refuse to give sex to the person. No. And if you keep giving, that's how you're going to keep giving. And your body count will be counting and be going. And when you find a man that you want to settle with, he will tell you your body count is $10,000. So he cannot stay with you. Keep your body. Keep it. Some of us, we wanted to hear this some time ago. Keep your body, please.
This issue came up. You remember the last time this issue came up when the lady's friend
had gone to say it, yeah.
Talk, and you, I am marrying you because I love you. Then I realized he had married an old cargo pintimamento. What do you mean?
You get it.
What is that? Where is that one? Please, as he said, paint in Amintono, please, that's how we